Find a comfortable seat. Line your shoulders over your hips. A little length into your spine. Relax your jaw and your tongue. Notice the very top of this breath in. And the very end of this exhale. Just let the breath open up. Letting the breath equalize, the inhale and the exhale are equal in length. Slowly turn to the right side. Shoulders closer to the spine. Reach out through the top of your head. You're breathing out, become turning to the left side. And your inhale, returning to the center. Let a breath finish naturally. Next inhale, extend your arms overhead. Start with your arms in a wide V shape, reach up through the fingers and back with the thumbs. How much breath you can get in here, high up in your chest. Bending your elbows, clasp your hands and press the palms towards the ceiling. Let your head drop back and press your shoulders up into the back of your skull. Feel the two columns of air rising in the sides of your body. Bring your head upright. And release your hands to the floor, way back behind you. Prop yourself up on your fingertips. And find that delicate balance between leaning and lifting. And draw a line of energy from your tailbone, up your spine, out the top of your head. Press the breath into the back of the heart. Start to press forward with your chest. You start to slide. As you come forward, lengthen your spine, bowing over the legs. I'm letting go completely here. Feel the broadness of your back and how the breath feels up there. Conscious turning up of the palms, face the ceiling. What is it that you yearn for? You breathe strongly here, the body slightly lifts. You exhale completely, the body lowers. It can feel like a cork floating in the middle of the ocean. There's nowhere to go. There's no hurry. It's just up and down. The breath comes in and out. Very next inhale, a gradual lifting upright. You'll extend your left hand out along the floor by your side. you relax that shoulder and that elbow, the right arm can come in a sweeping arc over the top of your head. Connect through your sitting bones and your ankles, and extend through the fingertips. Make a light fist with that right hand and press through the knuckles. Turn the right palm up and press through the heel of the hand. Gently press off with the left hand and come floating over to the right side. That hand touch, take weight, and the left side of your body get a stretch. Strong foundation through your sit bones. The loose fist out through the knuckles. Palm turns up and you press through the heel of the hand. Lightly press off with the right hand and start to soar from one side to the other. Each inhale lifts you and sends you off. Each exhale drops you into the other side. Continue to flow like this. If you could visualize the pivot point, the very center of these windmilling arms, is your heart. Our physical heart, the Hridaya, and it's pumping out the rhythm of our lives. We have this energetic heart, the Anahata Chakra, the heart that feels, knows, breaks, heals. Once more on each side. Settling into the center. You bring the palms of your hands to touch and bring them up in front of your heart. Bring light around your intentions. And welcome clarity. Release the hands. Extend your legs straight ahead. Slide the soles of your feet together. Bring them inwards. Lengthen up through the top of your head. And then bow forward into Baddha-konasana. Feeling the body lift on the inhale, and feeling the body lower on the exhale, this natural wave. Three long breaths. And the next breath in lifts you back up to sit. We'll bring the knees together and wrap your left hand around both knees. And your right hand behind you presses into the floor. And here's this twist to the right side. right hand behind you. It's in line with your tailbone, pressing down. It helps you lengthen up through the back, top of your head. Your belly is pressing in to the thighs. When you breathe in, there's a squeeze to all your vitals. Enjoy a full breath in. Breath starts to leave. We rotate around to the left. That's the right hand wrapping around both legs. Left hand presses into the floor by your tailbone. Lengthen. Breathing in fully. And returning to the center. Once again, let the knees open. The soles of the feet together. This time, reach your hands behind you and prop yourself up. Breath down through the hands and out through your hearts. Let the right ear come towards the right shoulder. Nodding your head gently. Chin can come down to the center of your chest. And then the left ear rolls over to the left shoulder. Chin to the center, right ear to the right shoulder. And start to wag your head from one shoulder to the other. Slow down. Presence, it's not a noun. It's a way of being. Presence is not a verb, not a doing. It's a way of walking in the world. Now lift your head upright, bring your knees in, and wrap both arms around your legs, bowing your forehead toward your knees. Breathe strong. Finish your exhales, that's a detoxification. Transition onto our hands and knees. You can swing your ankles back and come forward. Take a moment to arrange your pieces here. Knees are right under your hips. There's some space between them. Hands under your shoulders. And then just step forward just a bit so there's not such a crease in the wrist. And tuck your tailbone under, round your back. Tuck your chin and press your upper back towards the ceiling. Lastly, you draw the navel in towards the spine and exhale completely. As you start to lower the navel, you tilt the tail up, lift your heart, and look just slightly forward. The exhale begins round the back, tuck the chin and tail, and press. And that's the doing part. And then the allowing, navel lowers, heart and tailbone rise. For three, two, sink back into the still table. Extend your knees apart, nice and wide. Step your hands forward a little bit more. And then bring your hips back towards your heels for Balasana of the Child's Pose. You could stack your hands and rest your forehead on that top one. Total surrender. You start to breathe in, lift back up to the table pose. Tuck under your toes, lift your knees, and press the hips back to downward facing dog. Take a moment to glance at your hands. The fingers are open and the wrists are parallel with the front of your mat. When you look back at your feet, they're hips width apart. They're parallel as well. Start to press the hands away. As you press the heels downwards, and you lift out through sitting bones, lengthening the back of the legs. You bring a slight bend into the right knee, and you extend through the left heel. Let the stretch get your full attention. Start to alternate now, from one side to the other, following the course of your breath. Once more on each leg. You start breathing out next. Lower onto your knees. You feel them touch down. Let an exhale finish naturally. Let a breath in. Carry the right arm out to the side and upwards. Big breath in. Breath is leaving. Slide that hand down behind the left wrist and lower onto your shoulder for the threaded table pose. If your mind is very busy here, you just notice the top of the breath in as it becomes exhale. Three more breaths. Be an inhale that unwinds you. Sweep the right arm back towards the ceiling, finishing that breath in. And the breath is leaving, hands down onto the floor. A few cow-cat stretches, a wave of the spine. And then the still table. Tuck in the toes, lift your knees, press back to downward dog. Alternate heel stretch of the hamstring. Style of yoga in India, which consists of arranging flowers in a vase. Placing things mindfully, beautifully. Imagine in that way we're going to move to the threaded table with the left arm under the body. As you breathe out, lowering down, feeling the knees touch. The breath in raises that left arm. We'll slide this stem under the body, lower onto your shoulder and ear. Just let it be. Top of your breath in gets your full awareness, full presence. Three more breaths. Back up, sweeping the left arm on inhale all the way back to the ceiling. Breath out, hands back to the floor. Just to let your hips sway from side to side and around in circles. This flow up the spine into your shoulders and your head and your neck, moving all directions available to you. Bringing your knees apart and your hips back to the heels. Balasana, child. This time, turn your palms up. Let go. Go and let it come. Palms down, rise back up to the table and sit over onto your left hip. Bring your legs around to the front, find your staff pose, Dandasana. Hands slide down by your hips and press into the floor strongly. This elevates your chest. Draw the navel in and up. Thighs firm to the bone. Toes curl back towards you. In the moment we're going to forward fold. If your lower back tends to be sore or is hurting, then you need to bend your knees quite a bit before you do this. Reach your arms up over your head. Bring all this tallness in the back of your body, start to hinge forward. Bring your hands down onto the legs somewhere. Perhaps you can reach the feet. Forward folds are suggested for anxiety, fear, doubt, and headaches. Very effective at relaxing the nervous system if we allow them to. Observe the top of the breath in. Let everything else wait. a slow rise back up to set. We'll slide the right foot in, holding on to that knee like a little handle. It allows you to roll onto your back. Once there, you'll bring the left knee into your hand as well. Let your head rock from side to side. The knees begin to circle in big, wide arcs. Move free of each other in figure eights. The full range of motion available to you now. Feel what's happening at your lower back. And press the feet down into the floor. Lift your hips up off the floor. Setu Bandha, the bridge pose. Try to get the shoulders a little closer to the spine. You imagine the inhales drawing the lungs all the way down to the kneecaps. You're so full. The exhale complete. You're so empty. We lower from the bridge, all over your seat, onto the edges of your hands, your thumbs, and your wrists. And then extend your legs straight forward. Start to press your forearms into the floor, bending your elbows, trying to arch your shoulder blades off the floor a bit. Bring this height to your heart. Send out an offering. High thought, a wish, or a prayer for some other being. If there's anything you need for yourself, welcome it here. Gradually will release the fish pose back to the floor. Extend your legs. Free your hands and let the palms turn upwards. And relax in Shavasana. From your heels all the way up the back of your legs, hips, shoulders, arms, back of your head, relax. Awareness from your toes, front of the body, legs and knees, thighs and hips, abdomen, chest, shoulders, arms, face, eyes. Let your mind settle back into the skull. Allow the breath to fill you, and allow the breath to leave you. to move your fingers and your toes, your ankles and your wrists. Relax back into stillness. Let your left palm rest on your belly and your right hand up on your heart. Feel this life-affirming breath come in and leave. If you're willing, a silent thank you at the top of the inhale. Each one is a gift. From who or what, yoga, leave that part up to you. Slide your heels in and roll onto your side. It's my hope that you can take this practice with you and share it with all beings across your path. Rising up to sit, let everything wait. Once again, joining your palms together in front of your heart. All the breath leaves. Full breath in. Oh. Lokasamasta sukino bhavantu, may all beings be happy and free. May you live in gratitude. Namaste.